This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado political leaders are cheering the Biden administration's announcement to keep U.S. Space Command in Colorado Springs. CPR's Dan Boyce reports the decision ends months of political tug of war.
Space Command brings all the military branches together at Peterson Space Force Base to enact the Defense Department's space-based missions. President Trump pushed to move it to Alabama late in his administration. But on Monday, President Biden reversed that decision. Colorado Republican Representative Doug Lamborn says the call to keep the command in Colorado Springs is better for national security.
Russia and China are doing some really sobering things in space, and not just our economy, but our military is dependent on space.
Lamborn says moving to Alabama would have resulted in delays that would have made U.S. satellite infrastructure more vulnerable to attack. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Colorado summer monsoon is a few weeks late, but it's here, and CPR's Joe Wirtz reports heavy rains are expected across the state through Wednesday.
The seasonal rain system could more than make up for its slow start. The storm is expected to hit areas that have already had record rainfall and move slower than your usual storm, 10 miles per hour versus the typical 30 to 40 miles per hour. The rains are expected to taper off on Thursday, but could return next week. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
Anheuser-Busch, the beer maker, has confirmed it's laying off hundreds of positions across the U.S. in its corporate staff. It's unclear how the cuts will affect the company's brewery in Fort Collins, which has more than 500 workers. This is CPR News.